Community Matters, solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference. From your encouraging PER, here's your host, Joshua Tubbs.
Good morning. You are tuning into Community Matters on your encouraging PER. I'm Josh Tubbs. Well, today we are with Latoya. She is with the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank, and it is coming up on summer. So I figured that this would be a good time to talk about their summer feeding program and what they have going on there. So without further ado, Latoya, how are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful, Josh. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. It is great to have you back. And I mean, it is a little self-explanatory, but for everyone who may not know, what is the Fredericksburg Food Bank?
Oh, wow. Many people don't realize the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank is here in the community to serve those who may need food support. So our mission is to create a hunger-free community right here in Planning District 16. We do that with the provision of donated food, monetary donations that help us to purchase food for our different programs that support families, seniors, children. So we're here to feed the community.
Okay. And so how did you come to be involved?
Oh, wow. Prior to me being an employee of the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank, I was actually a partner agency. So as a partner agency, we were provided the opportunity to bring our clients who are suffering from food insecurity to the food bank at that time, and they did direct services with the clients. So that was about a little over 5 years ago, and many things in how we operate have changed since then, but our focus is still to make sure that food gets in the hands of those who need it the most in the community. So as I was a partner agency, I just fell in love with the staff at the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank. My direct supervisor, who is Michelle Krogstad, she was like, "We're gonna get you over here one day." And I was like, yeah. But she finally got me over there, and I've been running with the food bank since then.
Nice. So one thing that I really wanted to kind of bring you in to talk about was the summer feeding program. And so since it is, I don't think it's officially summer, but Virginia weather seems to think that it is summer.
Oh, yes.
So could you explain a little bit about the summer feeding program?
Yes. Well, the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank is one of many sponsors across the nation who work in conjunction with the USDA Summer Food Service program. So with that, the USDA funds the programs of sponsors who want to actually provide healthy meals to kids during the summer months. So we decided that it was a very important part of our mission to be able to partake in this program. So through the provision of this program, as a sponsor, we are required to seek out feeding sites and maintain those sites so that they can in turn feed the kids in the community. The beautiful thing about the program is when you operate as an open site, we can feed any child who comes from anywhere who is 18 years or younger without the need of registration, paperwork, income information. All they need to do is show up at this site and receive a free meal.
Okay. So a lot of it, because the last time you were here explaining it, I loved kind of the idea behind filling in that meal gap.
Yes.
For a lot of the parents, because I grew up in public school, and that wasn't really something that I thought about of, mm-hmm. Oh, wow, the school really is feeding a lot of the kids during the day. And with school being out, you know, that's extra money that has to come out of the grocery bill.
Yes. It's estimated that over 21 million children rely on free and reduced price meals across our nation. So if you take that number and you break it down in each community, that's still a lot of kids. So here in Planning District 16, we see that number. So one of the criteria of the USDA Summer Food Service Program is that sponsors establish sites in school zones where 50% or more of the children are eligible for free or reduced price meals. So it becomes the site that qualifies each child to receive those meals. But because the area is populated with children who qualify for these meals, it's a great start to start there and provide those feeding sites so that those kids can come and have that resource when school is out for the summer.
Yeah. And I remember you guys had told me last time that the summer feeding program has kind of snowballed in a good way. It's just gotten bigger and bigger over time. So what can you provide some like statistics and numbers of how it kind of went last year?
Yes. Well, I'll start with our very first year. I believe it was in 2015. No, it had to be 14. This is year five. So, you know, after you go for so long and you run around, you're like, when did we start? How long have we been doing this? It seems like forever. But the first year that we started the program, we were able to serve a little over 2,200 meals over the course of the entire summer. And although that was a very good thing because we believe that one child served is success, we were like, oh man, we really want to reach more children in our area with these meals. So each year we set a goal to increase and increase and increase. So from year one to year two, we actually increased by over 100%. So the second year, we served close to 5,000 meals.
Oh, wow.
So we were very excited about that. And each year, it's grown, you know, by little leaps and bounds. So this year, of course, we have a goal. I'm not going to say what that goal is because I'm just going to keep it in my mind. And hopefully, we'll be able to reach that goal. But we are super excited because we've added some additional special things to the program this year. This year, we're able to feed families because we have an addition of a grant through the TANF Black Grant. And so through that grant, we're able to provide adult meals or parent meals. And that was one of the biggest things about some of the rules that govern our feeding program. As a site, the meals were to be distributed to children, but it had to be distributed in a congregate setting, meaning that none of the food can leave the site. Families would have to stay on site, enjoy the meals, enjoy the activities. So for some parents, it was kind of like, okay, I'm waiting for my child to eat. We're not allowed to have the meals. We would give them some of the leftovers food that had already been accounted for, but it was not an inviting situation where, hey, the family can come and sit down and eat together. So this year we are able to do that. And we're super excited about that. We've already seen the numbers increase because of the fact that we're able to feed the parents. They want to enjoy the meals with their kids. And it actually encourages the kids to try something different, to eat something that maybe they haven't had at home. So we've just seen wonderful results already.
Yeah. So, and I imagine because I saw you at the library the other day, and you were about to do some training for the site that's at the is it the Salem Church Library?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I always get that title mixed up, but because I imagine you guys do need volunteers for this. I imagine you don't just turn the kids loose because I picture in my head a very excited child hyped up on apple juice with like five cheese sticks in his hand.
Of course, we cannot do what we do without the wonderful hands and feet of volunteers who really share in the same mission that they don't want to see children go hungry during the summer. And so, yes, we have several volunteers that all come and they help prepare meals. They help pack meals to get ready for delivery. They help to distribute the meals at the site. They help to monitor the meal service there. And they help to do fun activities with the kids. So they are part of the whole process. You mentioned the training. Every year, even though we have many returning volunteers that work with this program, every year it's a requirement through the USDA program that we provide training. We as sponsors have to attend training every year, and we have to also train our volunteers. They really want them to understand the mission behind what they're doing. It's not just giving a kid a lunch. It's actually impacting that child's life. It's encouraging healthy eating habits. It's encouraging friendships and learning to meet new people in that congregate feeding setting. So it's a lot of good work that volunteers are helping us to do.
Oh, yeah. And it's actually interesting that you bring that up about the mission, because that was something that really stuck with me the last time I had talked with you, was just that mission of, you know, forming the healthy eating habits. And now that you've opened it up to families, you know, really fostering that community in the area.
Yes. And I think families understand that they do need to encourage good eating habits in the lives of their children, but sometimes they don't know how to incorporate it, or you know how it is. You get home from work, you're like, hey, I need to fix something really quick. And you don't always think about the nutritional content of the food. So this year, we're also introducing food nutrition education. So the Virginia Cooperative Extension, they're partnering with us along with some interns to actually provide the activities for family setting. So yesterday, one of the activities was a taste test. That's a very fun activity. So we provided blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, and mango to the kids, because these are fruits that may seem a little exotic to the kids. Yeah. You know, they're used to apples, oranges, strawberries, bananas. So we wanted to introduce something a little different that they may have not tried. And we got very interesting responses from the kids. Some of them really liked it. Some of them were like, this is a weird type of fruit. These little dots in these raspberries are kind of weird. But it was just fun to see them so excited to learn something new. And one of the volunteers there, they were doing an activity the other day, and they were helping the kids to identify different fruits. And some of them couldn't identify things like peaches, plums. And so this is a wonderful avenue for us as partners in the community to even educate kids on what are healthy choices. You know, there are so many things that maybe you haven't tried before that are delicious, but are very good for you.
Yeah. And it's something that I find interesting too, because, you know, when I was learning how to try to eat healthier and make healthier choices, you know, one of the things that I thought was, I don't want to have salad for every meal. It's boring. And salad, that just means more food's on the way. Like,
that's true.
And so it wasn't until I kind of looked into the options and realized, oh, well, I could have rice. I could have, like, I could have grilled chicken. Like, there's other things that it's not just salad.
Yes.
And fruit to go with the salad.
That's true. And we are encouraging the kids as well as the families, the parents that come in, that, you know, eat a rainbow, enjoy different things that are available in different seasons. Now, we have one of the best seasons to be able to make that impact during the summer with plenty of fresh produce. But we also have to follow a meal pattern, which is established by the USDA. And so all of our meals have to match what they encourage kids to have to continue to grow strong and healthy. And so we have to include 8 ounces of milk. We have to include 2 servings of meat or meat alternative, 2 servings of fruits or vegetables. We have to also include whole grains. So our meals are well balanced and thought out as well. And sometimes people have a misconception about the programming that the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank provides, because they think food bank and they're like, oh my God, they're going to serve us some old outdated food or food that's not good, that's been torn into. And that is so far from the truth. All of our meals are designed to be healthy, to match that USDA food pattern. But we also purchase food specifically for that program. So you are getting top quality meals, meals that I would be very grateful to put on a table at home for my family. And I think that it's important that parents know that. We don't just throw some stuff together, some old stuff, day old bread and all that kind of stuff, and give it to your kids to eat. No, we seek the best quality foods that we can afford and provide for the kids.
Yeah. And it's actually another thing that, interesting that you bring that up, because I used to work at a grocery store in the deli, and it was kind of funny how we would take all the stuff that couldn't sit on the shelves anymore and we'd put it off to the side. And I remember asking my manager, why are we giving that to the food bank? Mm-hmm. Like, it's past the date on the sticker. And, you know, the response was, well, the date on the sticker just means that we can't sell it past that date. It doesn't mean it's not good.
That's true.
It could still be good for like another week, but just the grocery store doesn't want to risk selling somebody something that they believe could be bad.
That's true. And our parent organization, which is Feeding America, they give each of the food banks guidance as to how to examine food and how to make sure that it falls within those dating time frames, that is still safe to serve to families. But for the specific purpose of our programs, we don't even use donated food. The wonderful thing about the Summer Food Service Program is we also receive a reimbursement for each meal that we serve. So that reimbursement allows the program to continue because we're able to seek out more top quality foods and provide more meals to the kids. The more people that come, the more money we have to serve more people. So it's like this cycle.
Yeah.
If people don't come, then we don't get that reimbursement. We're not able to feed as many people. So we invite everyone 18 years or younger. And this year, even the parents. Now, the parents can receive a meal if they have a participating child that is receiving a meal in the program. And we do that to keep it fair because, you know, you say free food and everybody comes from all over. And we would love to provide a free meal to everyone, but we really want to keep that family unit together. And we know that families look different and come in all different shapes and sizes. So we just encourage parents, aunties, grandmas who are raising their grandchildren. If you have a child that is partaking in these meals, you can receive a meal as well.
Okay. And I think that's really cool just because, and, you know, I do want to talk a little bit about, you know, more about just the kind of food bank myths that people kind of get in their head.
Yes.
Of, you know, well, we may need help, but I don't want to ask for help or, you know, just, well, I'm not at that point yet. So why should I think about doing that? So I think it's interesting that you kind of just invite the whole family, just come on, let's just all commune together.
Yes, I think that's a very good point that we make, especially in that summer feeding program, because a lot of times most times people don't want to be singled out or pointed out. Oh, this meal is for that person who really can't afford to send lunch with their kids every day. No, not at all. And that's why it's the site that qualifies each child who falls under that 18-year-old category to receive these meals. It's not about income. It's not about where you are or where you live. It's about being a helping hand during times when it's hard. Because the truth of the matter is there's a very big margin of people that are falling in the cracks. Some people who could qualify for free or reduced meals or need those meals, they don't qualify because they're 50 cents over or they're $1 over the income guidelines. So they're still in need, but based on paper and how much it says they're bringing home, they don't qualify. So they're still struggling. They're still trying to make those choices and decisions of, okay, do I put gas in the car? Do I put food in the table? Do I actually get that medicine? Maybe I can deal with the symptoms that I'm having with my illness to make sure I got food on my table. So programs like this, where we take out that piece of income qualification, it helps families to be able to be comfortable with coming and just taking in the meals with people that are just like them and people that are different from them. But nobody seems to matter about that when they're in that room and they're eating and their kids are having fun and their kids are learning about making healthy choices and gaining new friendships. It's just wonderful.
Yeah. And I love that you can, it also gives the parents an opportunity to learn about the healthy choices that they could give to their kids as well.
Yes.
Because like I said, my education on healthy choices when I was little was you get salad. And that's salad. And
that's true.
So now salad's good.
Yes,
but,
it is.
I mean, I'm not knocking salad in any way, but you know, it was always just that you only had that one thing. And so the more I kind of branched out and actually did my research, the more I was like, I can make healthy choices with some foods that may be considered unhealthy, but either in moderation or just eating less of it or, you know, things like that. So I think it's really cool to kind of show the parents too, hey, this is a good way to make healthy choices.
And I think that is very key because like you said, some people think, okay, healthy food is salad, but a salad can be very unhealthy depending on the dressing you put on it, what type of toppings you put on it, how much of the dressing and toppings that you put on it.
Guilty.
Because I'm very guilty of that as well. But you hit the nail on the head when you said moderation. So we're trying to teach kids that, yes, eat fruit every day, eat vegetables every day, and have maybe a small light snack of that potato chips or that maybe not so healthy drink for you, like a soda. Of course, we don't encourage that, but we encourage them to drink more water and to drink the milk. But there are times, we all know, in moderation, we can enjoy that piece of cake or we can enjoy that small piece of candy. And I think learning how to make those choices and balance healthy eating with enjoying some of the wonderful things of life that we like to taste, I think that's a good skill to have in any household.
Yeah. So we're coming up close to our time, so I'd love to see if I can get from you just some ways that people can kind of get involved, whether with the summer feeding program or with just with the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank in general.
Yes. The Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank, we are always looking for volunteers because this is just a small portion of what we do. We have our mobile pantry. We have senior feeding programs. We have USDA commodities program, which is called TFAP. So a lot of work goes into providing the resources for those different types of programs. So I would just encourage you to visit our website, www.fredfood.org. And click on the tabs that talks about how to get involved. You can get involved by giving of your time, giving of your money. You can get involved by sharing a skill set that you may have. You can get involved by coming to the office and helping us do paperwork. You can get involved by spreading awareness of the need to focus on programs that support the food insecure. So there's many ways that people can get involved.
All right. Now, one last question for you.
Yes.
And I know you've probably elaborated on this before, but I love asking you this question is, you know, what you do with the Regional Food Bank and the summer programs, why does it mean so much to you?
I've told you before that food is my love language. I think you remember that.
I do remember that.
I'm trying to change that, by the way. I'm trying to drop a few pounds. But I think that food is at the very core of interacting with a person. When you want to spend time with people, what do we generally do? We share a meal, we break bread. And so being an organization that focuses on nurturing a person, giving them life from the inside, because that's what food does. It gives us life to be able to do all of the many things that we have to do. Go to work, go to school, interact, gain our education. So all of these things are nurtured by the food that we share and the food that we give. And so I think that's why the food bank is so dear to my heart, because we are concerned not only that people are eating, but we are concerned with what they're eating. So we're trying to make healthier decisions as well on what we purchase and what we make available. And I think that goes a long way because everybody has to eat. Everybody needs to eat. And what better way to eat than with a friend or with someone you love?
All right. Well, LaToya, thank you so much for being back on the show.
Well, thank you for having me, and you can call me anytime.
Well, as she said, you can go to fredfood.org, find out all about how you can get involved. One thing that we didn't mention during the show was the locations of where you can take part in the summer feeding program. So I'm going to read them to you here. The Caroline Family YMCA in Ruther Glen, the Caroline Parks and Recreation in Milford, Caroline Pines in Ruther Glen, Lakeland OR in Ruther Glen, Lakeland OR Heritage, Ruther Glen, Ladysmith Community Center in Ruther Glen, Salem Church Library in Fredericksburg, Garrison Woods in Stafford, and the Kate Waller Barrett Elementary School in Stafford. So if you live near any of those and you would like to take part in the feeding program, or if you'd like to volunteer, you can go back to that list. I'll also include that on our website as well, that you can go to there. Well, I want to thank everyone again for tuning into Community Matters on Your Encouraging PER. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can always email me at josh@positivehits.org. That's Josh, J-O-S-H, at positivehits.org. This show will be posted on our website, as I'd mentioned. You can go to yourper.com, select resources. It'll be right there at the top. You just hit Community Matters. It'll be the first show to appear. I will put the show there so that way you can re-listen to the show if you missed anything, you want to share it. Anything like that. I will also include a link to Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank, and then I'll also put the flyer up there as well for all the locations and stuff. So that way it'll all be right there for you. So go online and check it out. Well, I want to thank everyone again for tuning in, and I hope everyone has a good and safe rest of their weekend, and stay safe on the roads.